Taking a look now at the Northwest region for high school rodeo, where weekend number two took the rodeos to Dupree for the second weekend. I have here a look at the top 10 finishers in each of the events. This rodeo update is being brought to you by South Dakota's Elite Horse Sale, July 27th at the Martin Arena. Visit southdakotaselite.com and DTI Vet Supply for all your animal health needs for great prices with the service you deserve. I'll start things first off in the barrel racing. Round number one was won by Casey Spencer. Shane Weishar took second, followed by Lainey Gephardt in third, and Arena Haugen finishing fourth. Other point earners, fifth through tenth place in the barrels for round one in Dupree, include Satin Wilson, Chloe Kamak, Briley Grubb, Matea Ward, Brinley Price, and Kelsey Costello. In round number two of the barrel racing, Arena Haugen of Sturgis took the number one spot. Satin Wilson was second, followed by Minda Woodward in third, and Claire Verhulst in the number fourth place. Casey Spencer finished fifth, followed by Shane Weishar, Lainey Gephardt, Chloe Kamak, Kelsey Costello, and Maddie Lou Gray. Now looking at the breakaway roping, where Shane Weishar finished first place in the first round. She was followed by Arena Haugen in second, Matea Ward third, and Peyton Rotier fourth. Other point earners, we have Kelsey Costello, Sid Pelster, Minda Woodward, J.C. Eaton, Rayleigh Brown, and Riley Price. Now taking a look at round two of the breakaway roping. Riley Price of Faith wins the round. Shane Weishar finished second, followed by Matea Ward in third, and Lainey Crago fourth. Three other qualified times in the second round. Whitney Vite finished fifth, followed by Rayleigh Brown and Journey King. In the bull riding, round number one was won by Gavin White. Zane Day took second. And in the second round of the bull riding, Wynn Lawrence was your number one finisher. In the boys cattle cutting, round one was won by Rope Broghair. Kaysen Schmidt took second, followed by Braden Rotier and Mason Neal in the number fourth hole. Round number two of the boys cutting was won by Braden Rotier out of Harding County. Kaysen Schmidt finished second and Rope Broghair third. In the goat tying now, Matea Ward of Belle Fouche having a great weekend wins the first round in the goats. Arena Haugen took second, followed by Rainey Jones in third, and Kelsey Costello fourth. Other point earners include Charlie Etzcorn, Kate Sheely, Bailey Verhulst, Peyton Routier, Brinley Price, and Harley Heidler. In the second round of the goat tying, Matea Ward wins that as well in first place. Tiersten Grubb finished second, Briley Grubb third, Riley Price fourth. Other point getters include Jalen Wendt, Kelsey Costello, Tandy Nelson, Chloe Kamak, Lainey Crago, and Taya Uherka. In the girls' cattle cutting now, Arena Haugen finished in the number one spot for their first round. Kate Sheely was second, Rayleigh Riesland third, Lainey Crago fourth. Other point earners in the girls' cattle cutting for the first round include Matea Ward, Peyton Rotier, Kimberly Johnson, Kendra Johnson, and Charlie Etzcorn. Now, round number two of the girls' cattle cutting, Kimberly Johnson wins the round. Arena Haugen took second, Rayleigh Riesland third, and Lainey Crago fourth. Other finishers starting at fifth include Matea Ward, Charlie Etzcorn, Kendra Johnson, Peyton Rotier. Now we'll take a look at the pole bending results. Round number one was won by Arena Haugen. Katie Sheridan finished second, followed by Briley Grubb in third, and Macy went fourth. Brinley Price, Maddie Lou Gray, Chloe Kamak, Rayleigh Brown, Riley Glines, and Peyton Rotier finished in the 5th through 10th place. Now round number 2 of the pole bending, that was won by Macy Went. Minda Woodward took 2nd, Aspen Bining 3rd, Chloe Kamak 4th. Other point getters include Lainey Ewing, Maddie Lou Gray, Peyton Rotier, Katie Sheridan, Lainey Gephardt, and Casey Spencer. Now with the rain cow horse competition, Jacob Long of Faith wins the first round. Kaysen Schmidt took 2nd, followed by Mason Neal, Jory Olson, and rounding out number 5 was Rance Bowden. Four qualified scores in the second round of the Rain Cow Horse. Jacob Long wins the round. Kimberly Johnson took second, followed by Jet Jensen and Jory Olson. Now in the saddle bronc riding, Rope Broghair wins the first round. Tayton Eaton was second. There was a third and fourth place split between TJ Henwood and Wynn Lawrence, and fifth place went to Brandon Jewett. In round number two, Torin Humble finishes first, Curtis Riesland second, Rope Broghair third, followed by Wynn Lawrence in fourth, Brandon Jewett and Tayton Eaton fifth and sixth. In the bulldogging now, first round was won by Braden Rotier. Redmond Meyer finished second, followed by Bobby Brewer and Braden Trevine Smith. Roper Eaton and Trey Tatrell finishing fifth and sixth. Two qualified times in the bulldogging in the second round, the win went to Braden Trevine Smith and Trey Tatrell taking the number two spot. Round number one in the team roping, it was won by the Belle Fouche team of Kobe Bowden and Jory Olson. Rance Bowden and Cern Weishar took second, Drew Harper and Jet Jensen third, and Shane and Sloan Weishar fourth. Briley Grubb and Tiersten Grubb finishing in the number fifth spot, followed by the teams of Minda Woodward, Fallon Peterson, the team of Jace Roman and Redmond Meyer, the team of Hudson and Braden Trevine Smith, the team of Sage and Hayes Burris, and rounding out number 10, Canton Hunt and Wynn Lawrence. Round number two of the team roping was won by Zane Day and Tace Berglund of Faith. Sage and Hayes Burris took second, and then Tegan and Taryn Zabrowski finishing third. Drew Harper, Jet Jensen in the number four spot. Fifth place team went to Charlie Edscorn, Cedar Anderberg, followed by the team of Kobe Bowden, Jory Olson, the team of Rance Bowden, Cern Weishar, the team of Riley Price and Rope Roghair, Matea Ward and Jalen Went, followed by the team of Ryle Miller and Kaysen Sabers. Now, last but not least, looking at the tie-down roping, where first round was won by Rance Bowden, second place went to Jory Olson, followed by Braden Rotier in third, and Jet Jensen fourth. Other point earners include Roper Eaton, Kaysen Sabers, Tyen Arneson, Tace Berglund, Mickey Strawn, and Sage Burris. Round number two of the tie-down roping, Tace Berglund finishes in the number one spot. Jory Olson took second, followed by Tyen Arneson and Kaysen Sabers in number four. Rope Roghair, Cern Weishar, Sage Burris, Jet Jensen, Braden Rotier, and Drew Harper all gaining some points. Quick look at some of the special awards. Your rookie cowgirl was awarded to Arena Haugen of Sturgis, rookie cowboy Jory Olson. And the same goes for the all-around cowgirl awarded to Arena Haugen, and all-around cowboy going to Jory Olson. The Vicky Young Scholarship was awarded to Sage Burris and Shane Weishar, and Belfouche wins a team trophy with 320 points. So that is a look at the Northwest region that was held in Dupree. Of course, you need 3 points in your event to qualify for state, as state will kick off in Fort Pierre this next week here on Tuesday through Saturday. This rodeo update was brought to you by the Battle Creek Agency. If you're looking to buy or sell, call John Kirsteins, along with Star of the West Hat Company, top quality custom hats by Brad Montague. I'll turn things back for KBHB. I'm Breezy Miller.